while on what's missing in Luke 15. About 2 or 3 hours maybe on it, or and a half. But there's some things that if might been there, they might not even been a prodigal. And it ain't in there nowhere. I can't find it nowhere. I've looked at it from every angle, but there's some missing parts to this story. Now, I'm not telling you that the story's not accurate, because the story's accurate. I'm King James all the way. And I'm not telling you the story ain't true, because the story's true. It happened just like it said it happened. I'm talking about it happened exactly like we just read. And the story was just exactly like Brother Chris preached it. But what if some things that were missing had been in place? Number one, there was a parent missing in this thing. They ain't nowhere in there says anything about mama. But I'm going to tell you what's wrong with our homes. Is these bunch of women, look up in here, that have no care for the things of God, and they got more concern for a television show, bless God, and got more concern for people's approval. I mean, they have a child, and they let the child starve while they're out there in aerobics trying to lose baby fat, more concerned about their figure than they are their children. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you what was wrong with the story. There was a parent who was missing. They should have been a mama somewhere. And there should have been a mama who was somewhere in an old-fashioned Baptist church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Hey, who didn't just send their kids to church, but took them with her, praise God. I'm talking about there should have been a mama somewhere who cared about this boy. Amen. Instead, she's more concerned about her civic club. She's more concerned about her public appearance. Amen. She's more concerned about her Facebook friends and texting on the phone. Bless God, and emailing this and emailing that and going to aerobics class. I bless God, laying out in the tanning bed. Hey, I'm telling you, she's more concerned with herself than she is with her family. She's more concerned with herself than she is her husband. She's more concerned with herself than she is her son. I'm going to tell you, the first thing I see missing is a parents missing. And you women can get happy or get glad. You don't make me nervous. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. There's something wrong with our churches. Hey, I just want to say a few things. All these bunch of women's meetings all the time. Women preaching to women. There's something wrong with that, bless God. Got to have a retreat every 15 minutes. You say, well, some of your family's in it. That don't make it right, bless God. If my family was making moonshine, I'd still be against it. Say amen. I'm telling you, all this bunch of junk, hey, it's a waste of time. What a woman needs is preaching, preaching, preaching. Got to go to these meetings to get 10 steps to a better self-image. And the women tell you how bad your husband's been treating you and how hard you got it. Bless God, you ain't got it hard. Hey, you got electricity, a dishwasher, air conditioned. Look up in here. You ain't got to hitch the mules to get to church. Granny had it a whole lot harder. Amen. Nothing but complaints, a bunch of psychobabble, a bunch of hormone imbalance. Look up in here at me. I'm going to tell you what your problem is, ma'am. You're not right with God. Amen. The first thing missing was a parent. We need some mamas. I can't believe the stuff I have to deal with in our church. People that ought to know better. Had one girl about starved her baby to death. Y'all listen to me. I don't know why she cries all the time. I couldn't take it. I said, look, the baby's starving. Well, we don't want the baby to get fat. Babies are supposed to be fat. And so are you, mama. Let me say a word to you, mamas. Bless God, after you have 3 or 4 children, you're supposed to spread a little bit. Hey, you ain't supposed to look like a teenage girl, bless God, in a size 8. Bless God, looking like something straight out of hell. What's wrong with you? You're not Britney Spears. Amen. I tell you what was missing. Mama was missing. If there had been a mama. Boy, thank God for my dad. He's a good man. But I'm going to tell you something. I didn't see my daddy sitting in a pulpit. No, I'm not whining. It didn't hurt me any. Because God strategically located a God-fearing, old-fashioned missionary Baptist mama in my life. And she still, God called her today. She said, you caught me reading my Bible. Been a many a time I'd go out, hey, I'm talking about, and slip out and have my plans and have my plans and my agenda how I was going to become a prodigal and have to walk over my mother in the living room reading the King James Bible with tears streaming down her cheeks saying, I'll be praying for you, son. I'm going to tell you why I left home. There wasn't no mama in this story. Amen. I'm talking about a many a night. Hey, I've gone out and put the dogs in the box like I was going to go coon hunting. Is everybody listening? Hey, I had everybody fooled but mama. Hey, she said, I'll be praying for you while you're hunting. Amen. She knew better. I'm going to tell you, you may have everybody fooled, but you have to do two things. Two people that a church member won't fool. A church member won't fool their pastor. Nobody ever got saved at my church. There's never been a church member get saved at my church. It surprised me. Every time, I've never had, oh, I can't believe you weren't saved. Hey, God already gave me enough notion, enough discernment to know they wasn't no more saved than a jaybird was. And I'm going to tell you who else you won't have fooled. You won't have mama fooled. I used to get under conviction so bad. Preacher, my daddy was a preacher, and he preached her straight. I'd get under conviction so bad on Sunday night and Wednesday night and on prayer meeting night and Sunday morning. And lots of times I'd slip out of the pew and I'd say, Mom, I got to go to the bathroom. And I just thought if I could just get outside to them big two white oak trees where them deacons was out there smoking cigarettes. If I could just get out there to where them deacons was. That old secondhand Winston would break my conviction. It worked on them. I said it'll work on me. Somebody say amen. Man, I'd run through that. I never would stop at the bathroom. I ran straight through the foyer, 923 Valley Brook Road, Decatur, Georgia, Forest, and run off that side of that hill. Went straight to them old chinky pin white oak trees. I'm talking about slid on them acres trying to get up as close as I could. Give me some of that lucky strike. Quick as I could get it in my lungs. Watch me. After it wasn't long. Mama, I got to go to the bathroom. It wasn't long. Mama said, it ain't your kidneys that's your problem, son. Mama said, it's your heart that's your problem. Look up in here. There was a parent missing. Ma'am, what you need to do is keep your mouth shut when you're... Hey, look up in here. Keep your mouth shut when your husband's disciplining them children. Look and honor your husband. Bless God, you're going to get what you sow anyway. You're going to reap. I wonder why my children treat me with such disrespect. That's how you talk to your husband. That's the attitude you have towards your husband. That's a disgusted look you give towards your husband. Bless God, you're going to reap what you sow. And if you sow to the wind, you're going to reap a whirlwind of it. Bless God. Hey, man. First thing was missing was a parent. There's a parent missing in this story. Holy Ghost, just give me this. Number two, there was a protest missing in this story. I want to talk to you mamas and daddies a minute. All this bumper sticker, just say no. Let me talk about it. No, it's teenagers say no, ma'am. And no, sir, I don't care if you're a Yankee from the upstate Ohio. Look up in here. When you move to Tennessee and Alabama, it's yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. It's yes, sir, and no, sir. And some of these youngers need their teeth knocked out of their mouth for this yes and no talk. It ain't yes and no. Parents say yes. Children say yes, sir. But there was some protest missing. There was a lot of things that that daddy could have said he didn't say. When that boy come up there and said, hey, old man, I'm fixing to leave out. I want my part. He could have said no. You ain't getting your part. There's a lot of ways to say no, you know. He could have said, parents, look at me. He could have said, uh-uh.
That's right.
He could have said, nope.
Amen.
He could have said, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could have said, have you lost your ever-loving mind?
Amen.
He could have said, are you crazy or something? He could have said, over my dead body. Look up in here. He could have said, there ain't no way in this world. Hey, he could have said, are you crazy? He could have said, what's wrong with you? He could have said, are you on Quaaludes or something? Hey, look up in here. There's a lot of things he could have said that he didn't say. No protest. Some of you want peace so bad, it's always yes. I'm going to tell you why we got so many prodigals. Your parents won't say no, everything's yes. Well, everybody else is doing it and everything. I'll never forget, I pulled that one on my daddy one time. I said, everybody else is doing it. He said, yeah, dog eats horse manure, go get you a mouthful of it. We ain't everybody else. Hey, this old time crowd, we're already a minority in the thing. I mean, even among the saints and of old time, of fundamental Baptists, we're like the stinking outskyward of the group. They scared of us. We've been ostracized. The last thing I'm going to do is say yeah to them. There was no protest. Let me say, there ought to be a verbal protest. You ought to learn to tell them no. But if that dude's living under my roof, that goes beyond verbal for me. There ought to have been a physical protest. What he should have done when that boy started to leave and reach for that pocketbook was stomped a mud hole in him big enough for a duck to swim. Somebody say amen. I'm talking about W-H-U-P-P, whoop, bless God. Hey, we've gotten all this psycho babble, got to have counseling, you need to take some pills. My son's got ADD, XYPLW, he needs pills. I tell you what he needs the tar beat out of him. Hey, he needs a whooping, bless God. I'm telling you, it should have been a protest. He should have pulled that boy's britches down and tanned his hide, thrown him three ways, locked him in the room, called the police on him. Amen. You say, we're scared if we do that, they'll turn us into you. I just say this, if my children, if I whoop Tennille and she calls the human resources on me, she better hope to God two things happen. She better hope they give me a life sentence.
Amen, brother.
She better hope to God they sentence me to life with no parole. And she better hope, or either she needs to go in the witness protection program, because as soon as I get out of jail, if she thought she got a whooping that first time, I'll throw her so high she'll starve on her way down, bless God. Y'all listen to me? Amen. The first thing missing was a parrot. The second thing missing was protest. I'm talking about stop them. These young people don't know how to whoop a child. These women want to jump. I'll never forget the first time I recall an intervention of my mama when I was getting a whooping. What happened was, the mamas, y'all listen to me. Daddy came home and I had back-talked mama just a little bit. It wasn't that bad. But she said, Curtis, your boy, back-talk. Isn't it funny? If I'm making straight A's, it's my son. If I'm back talking, it's Curtis, your boy. He just come in from a week revival. He's wore out, stressed out. First thing he hears, Curtis, your boy sassed me. Your boy sassed me. Well, he said, come on back here, son. He said, go get that belt. I wonder when I got that belt, a little skinny belt. And I brought it back. He said, the belt I whooped you with last time. I said, no, no. He said, talk where I can understand you. I said, no, sir. He said, go get that. I went and got that belt. That boy in prison made him. Had them eagles fighting a snake, little acorns and squirrels and bucks get on the back of it. Said, Curtis. on the back of it. He began to whoop me. And I'm talking about whoop me. We whooping is the next thing to the electric chair down in Georgia where I was raised. Spanking is a Yankee talk. We didn't get spankings. And we're getting spanky. We're going to paddle you. That's a bunch of effeminate Yankee talk. Somebody, we got whoopings, bless God. He got to whooping me, and I mean, it was ungod. He didn't whoop till you cried. He whooped till you hollered and then stopped crying. And I was in the middle of, I won't do it no more. I pray. He said, you sure you won't? I said, Daddy, I ain't ever going to do it. He said, let's just make sure you don't do it no more. Let's tack it down. I mean, he just kept coming. In a minute, Mama cracked the door open. Said, that's enough, Curtis. I said, looky here. My daddy never stopped one lick. He reached back and cow kicked that door, knocked it off the hinges, and said, Jerry, don't come in here again.
Yeah, I like it.
And then got to whoop me some more. Is everybody listening? Got to whoop. I'm talking about he don't whoop till you got mad. He whooped till you got glad. Some of you don't know how to whoop. You whoop till somebody's souls. You need to whoop the soul out of them. You ain't whooped a child till they're hugging you on the ankles, kissing your feet. You ain't got to a child till they're hugging you real close up against you. You ain't got to them. As long as they pulling from you and running from you, you ain't got. Hey, you ain't gone deep enough. Hey, man, it's preaching time. I ain't trying to pastor your church, but there was something missing in this story. I'm going to tell you this, friend. He kept on whooping and kept on whooping. And about that time, Mama put that head in and said, now, Curtis, it wasn't that bad. He said, Jerry, I done told you. You ever heard done told you? That means we get sick. And I'm thinking, for God's sake, don't come back in here no more. I can't live through him training you and training me too. Man, all of a sudden, I thought my daddy lost his mind. He started whooping the bed and missing me. And I said, dude, he's lost feeling in his arm. He's beating that bed. He said, keep hollering. I said, I won't do it no more. And he, about that time, Mama come, he said, hey, you don't want me to put this on you?
Yeah.
Oh, that bowed up a few of them right there.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, when we got through, Mama never did come back in no more. I praise God for it too, amen. I can walk because of it tonight, amen. But I bear in my body the marks. When I got through, I had little squirrels tattooed on my leg. One side of my hip said Kurt, and the other side said Tiss across the back of it. I'm going to tell you what was missing. There was a protest missing. Verbal protest. A visible protest. A physical protest. You understand that? There ought to be a consistent protest.
Yes, sir.
Don't just, hey, look up into you parents. Y'all ain't said no long enough. It's no the next time they come. I was taught some things. We'd go, and we was poor people. And I mean, I'm not whining, but we was poor people all through my, daddy got blessed after all the children left. But we was poor growing up. We'd go in a store and I'd say, Daddy, I want that ball glove. He'd say, Now, listen, we'll think about it. And what that meant was, don't ask me again. And if you do, I'm going to tear your hind end off your body. We'll think about it. That's a Southerner's way. If some of you are missionary evangelists, if you ever call a preacher in the South, he says, listen, we'll think about it. What he's saying is no. You understand? That's a Southerner's way of saying uh-uh. He's just too nice. The Yankees don't mind hurting your feeling. Hey, we're trying to be gentlemen. Somebody say amen. We'll see about it. That's what he said. We'll see about it. We'll see. We'll see. What that mean? Uh-uh. Y'all listen to me.
Amen.
There ought to be some. If we said no, it still ought to be no. It don't matter what they're doing on the internet. It don't matter what the church down the road's doing. Hey, they didn't call the Southern Baptists to see how their standards were, see what kind of Bible they were using. Hey, he stayed with his program. I'm telling you, there was a protest missing. I'm going to tell you something I don't see in there. I ain't saying that it ain't a good story. It's the Bible. But I'm just saying what ain't in there. Ain't no prayer in there. I can't find anywhere where Mama and Daddy got together at night and said, come on here by the bed and let's pray for our daughters. They ain't nowhere where Papa and Granny got together before they went to bed and said, let's read a few verses and hold hands here by the bed and let's pray for our grandchildren that's on this crack and out here smoking this grass, drinking that mash, taking that hash and all that, talking that trash. It's preaching time. So when's the last time you prayed for your loved ones? All we want to do is bail them out. Let's go bail them out. Let's go bond them out. Let's go talk it out of it. Let's go put them in a rehab. Put them in a rehab. Put them in another rehab. Put them in another rehab. And spend all. No wonder we can't buy insurance. I'm against all that junk. I'm just going to be honest. Don't get mad. Pray for me. I'm going to tell you something. What you need, some prayer. All these programs are failing anyway. We got these Friday night programs now. All the drunks go together with the drunks. That's like fuel in the fire. Two drunks don't need to be hanging around one another on Friday night. And I don't care if it's in a church or, bless God, at a parking lot, at a beer joint. Hey, they need to be with the wise man. The companion of fools will be destroyed. I still believe God will sober somebody at an altar. One trip. If I didn't believe God could sober somebody one trip, I would quit preaching tonight. You know why these dope addicts are still on dope? They like it. They hadn't come to themselves yet. When they ever come to themselves, they'll change, bless God. Hey, they like sin. They like the mire. They like the husk. They like the smell of swine. Hey, they like rolling and burning. I tell you, they like the turmoil that comes with it. They enjoy the drama. It gives them attention. Hey, it gives them sympathy. I tell you, they're stuck on their self. What they need is prayed for, not bailed out. Let them rot in jail. Hey, man, let them rot before you go get them and start praying. We need to pray. Grannies ain't even liking this now because, you know, everybody's their baby. I'm going to tell you what, we got a problem in our society. Mama ain't even liking this. Nanny ain't liking it. Papa's having a hard time with it. When's the last time you got on them bones? Well, I got arthritis. If it gets serious enough, you'll fall down. If it gets serious enough to you, if your family's condition gets you serious enough, you'll fall down on your face. It ain't got bad enough yet for you because you think you can still fix it. And you know the judge, and you got a good lawyer, and you know, and they're all, you know, they got that one problem. Hey, you can pray problems off people. Amen. Amen. I don't see anywhere where that mama stood up on Wednesday night in church in this story and said, preacher, I want y'all to know my son's out yonder. I can't take it no more. I can't sleep at night. I want the church to band with me. Matthew 18:19 said again, I said, if you two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them. Hey, there was no agreement in prayer. I don't see a prayer request. Do you? All I see was he's drinking coffee. What he should have done, bless God, is, hey, fasted on that coffee. And that would have been difficult. Somebody say amen. I mean, I ain't trying to act spiritual, but if you give up coffee, you done got serious. Somebody say amen. Fasted on that coffee. Don't smoke till after lunch. Look up in here. And get on your knees and start asking God for some help and bless my family. You may just shake God where he's at. Let me read this upside down, see if I can find anything else in this thing. Bless God. There wasn't no parent there. There's a parent missing in this story. There's a persistence missing in this story. Gave up too easy. Daddy gave up too easy. Ain't no prayer. It's prayer missing in this story. protest missing in this story. I want to save. I'm going to tell you what was missing. There ain't no preacher in this story. I feel something on that. When the world in its wisdom knew not God. That old boy didn't know what was going on. They had that form. But the Bible said from that crowd, from such turn away, they got that form, they got that word only preaching. Word only, no unction. Our movement, brothers, is eat up with word only. They got the doctrines right, they know what to preach, but they ain't no juice on it, they ain't no oil on it, they ain't no Holy Ghost on it, and we ain't getting no results. Y'all listening? We've lost our effectiveness because we're word only. What we need in this story was an old-fashioned Holy Ghost-filled preacher. That when he heard about that trouble down at the house, he showed up and said, hey, son, let me talk to you a little while. Let's go fishing a little bit. I want to talk to you. Man, you don't want to go this route. And had a personal relationship, but then he had a public relationship. On Sunday morning, he opened that Bible and reared back like forked lightning and said something like, yes, I done told y'all. Bless God, I done told you. Hey, that route's the wrong route. You don't want to get in that hog. Let me say, hey, teenagers, there's some hog pens over there. There's a crowd over there that'll forget you. Hey, you're going to be surprised when you get there. Hey, if they had had that message you preached tonight before he left, he might not have ever left. But this crowd, they was too busy with that farm and too busy with that house and too busy with that mansion and too busy, hey, with softball and travel league ball and, bless God, basketball. And underwater basket weaving. Bless God, they was too busy with their homeschool trip. Hey, to get God on their family. They didn't care anything about the preacher. Hey, he was second to everything. And they lost their children because there wasn't no preacher in this story. Yeah. There's some things missing in this story. Parents, if the preacher says it, you just say yes. I can see them. I can see mom and daddy coming back after this meeting. Well, I know Brother Jeff means well and everything. And their children are listening to this junk. And they undermined the authority of the pastor. And they played down the authority of the pastor in front of their children. So when the preached word came, it didn't fall on good ground. It fell on that old stony heart that their parents had cultivated. Parents, you ought to cultivate good ground in your children's heart before they get to church instead of piling up a bunch of rocks on them. I spend most of my time preaching at church just trying to kick rocks back. Trying to where I can get some seed in the ground. People's got so hard, they get hard. Children get hard what to hear the parents say. I ain't got no outline. This stuff just come to me sitting over there. Sure ain't got much outline, but I'm going to tell you what, I believe I got a message. Well, it's been a sermon to the young people. But it's been a sermon to the grown people. Let's stand together.